Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hockman and Crowder simulcast. Shout out to you if you're joining us on 790 The Ticket. We're at Twin Peaks and Davie. It's fun out here, man.
A lot of fun, man. Yeah. OG makes it a lot more fun. Yeah. The sights, the drinks and the foods and the scenic sights, views.
The scenic views.
There we go.
Yeah, these are scenic. You guys weren't lying.
I'm worried about you, man.
Yeah?
1 hour down, though. You've done a great job, man. You've locked in, Salon. I'm proud of
you. Just hanging tough.
Yes.
Hanging tough. Again, Hawk and Crowder show. Hawk is off. You saw he was with Rob Pozzola yesterday.
That's funny that he really went up to Canada, got with Rob. They went out to the Blue Jays game. They were drinking beers. It was cool to see.
So Hawk went to the Blue Jays game with Rob Pozzola, and we lost another bet. So we're 0 for 1. After clearing ourselves of our gambling debts, Hawk teaming up with Pozzola in person, I thought was a shoo-in.
Yes.
To start off on the right foot here. And we took the Blue Jays to win yesterday, plus the over, because they went to go watch Red Sox-Blue Jays together in Toronto. A loser.
Yeah.
A loser.
I was trying to explain to y'all that paying off your debt doesn't mean that you're on fire again. It means that you're to zero.
Yeah, no, but it felt good, you know? It just felt like this weight was off our shoulders and things were starting to turn, you know? Like, I just felt this good energy.
Okay, so if we play pool and I beat you 10 times in a row and now you owe me $1,000, $100 a game, and you pay me $1,000 cash, the 11th game is going to be better for you.
If it's the next day, I'm feeling good. I'm coming back in there ready to get my money back, baby.
Yo, I don't think y'all know how this is done.
Man, it's feeling good about it. But again, Hawk, he'll be back next week. He was in Toronto yesterday. I can only imagine, like Pozzola, he posted a picture. Can only imagine within, I don't know, by the fourth inning, he was done. He must have been done with Hawk's foolishness. He must have been done with it.
And he was drinking beer. Hawk was, because Hawk can't really drink. I don't know. He's insinuated on the show before, but I've been to Vegas with Hawk and all. He's not. He can't really drink that well.
One brew, two brews, and he's done?
Yeah, it gets bad for him.
Night.
So I'm going to see. I'm sure we'll hear about it from Rob when he gets back. But, yeah, we're having a good time here trying to enjoy this summer. The summer is a slow time. Mm-hmm. OG gave us a great time last hour, and we're going to keep it rolling.
Yeah. Josh Appel, Marlins PA announcer, also football broadcaster, NFL football broadcaster. He's going to join us in the next segment.
Dale.
Jimmy's in today, right, Steven? Jimmy, you're going to give us weather today?
I'm going to give you weather.
Oh, I didn't even have to ask Jimmy. He's just ready to go. Again, we're at Twin Peaks, right off University Drive here in Davie. I mentioned it in the 2 o'clock hour, which is only on WQAM. We call it the local hour, that we spent 4 hours on Kyrie Irving yesterday. And the chance of him opting out or opting in and then requesting a sign-in trade, and the destinations would be L.A., Dallas, and then obviously Miami. We just throw ourselves, and I'm guilty of it, we throw ourselves into anything. And then I mentioned it, within an hour of our show ending, everything just vanished. All those possibilities, all the trade discussions we had, who are we sending? Tyler, Kyle Lowry, everything vanished. So I'll ask you this, Crowder. Speaking of the Miami Heat, before we get to headlines, Are you cool with running it back if the team ends up being Kyle Lowry, who you hope is in shape again?
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler, Bam. You keep Tyler. You keep Duncan. I'm talking about you bring back, for the most part, the same team. I'm sure there's going to be some movement. P.J. Tucker looks like he might not be in Miami anymore. They'll bring somebody in. You know, but the core, right, which is Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler, Bam, and Tyler Hero.
That's the three. No. No, I'm not. Especially minus P.J. Tucker. I'm not. Is Duncan going to get back to shooting Steph numbers? If you can promise me Duncan's going to get back to shooting Steph numbers, maybe I'll have a okay. Let's see what happens. But right now, I'm not. Will this running back team get to the playoffs? 100%. They are going. This roster that we sit here today is going to the playoffs, Solana. But you're talking about really competing for a championship? I would 100% say there's no chance that this roster wins a championship after we just saw Boston beat them, and it was in seven. But can this team compete with Golden State? Can they go up there and score 120 a game? I 100% believe this team is not a championship team.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's tough. You're one shot away, three-point basket made away from getting to the finals. And who knows? Who knows what would have ended up happening? But they were hurt. Mm-hmm. And without Kyle Lowry being in shape and without him playing good basketball, because he was anything but good, they didn't have a chance against Golden State. But what are the chances Kyle Lowry, 1 year older, is going to come back next year and be who we saw in Toronto that year that they won a championship? Like, it's just, I'm with you. Like, it's not likely. I'm not saying I'm giving up on this Heat team, this Heat core. Obviously, I'm not saying that. No. But with all the names that have been tossed out here, we talked about Wilmanso. We've heightened expectations as a fan base. Naturally, you're going to, when you're the Heat, Pat Riley, their history with landing free agents. Naturally, you're going to do that, but it's fair. Like, there's so many names being talked about that you want them to go out and improve their roster.
We got to get another legit just scorer.
Yeah.
Offensive threat. And and I've heard this, too. I've heard this from a number of people, you know, and when he got knocked out, the Boston series, you watch halftime shows and you watch all that, where they were saying, could Baby Goat, could Tyler Hero step up into the starting lineup and just be the Baby Goat?
Yeah,
just a scorer.
Be like the guy you need him to be.
We know that he's not going to guard your number one scorer. We understand that. But go out there and we give you the ball, make it happen. We've seen him drop, what was it, the 37 points a couple years ago when he did it in the finals and all that stuff. Like, we've seen him do that. But could he step up and be that guy? Could it be Jimmy, Bam, and Tyler? Could that be a real big three? I question it. I want to go out and get another legit score. That's why the Kyrie thing was so interesting, but his availability wasn't there. The Bradley Beal thing, and that's – you know what? That's why Hawk gets so hot with us about Bradley Beal.
Yeah, because we're doing it again.
And that's why I think our Bradley Beal loves so much, because Bradley Beal could score 25 points in
perfect.
His sleep.
Yeah, he'd be perfect.
In his sleep, and that's what we need. If we can go out and get a legit score, just a doll to go out there, hey, okay, the defense broke down, 10 seconds left on the shot clock, give it to him, watch this. I think that's what we need to be
saying. The spooky Bradley Beal sound. Anytime Bradley Beal gets brought up as a potential free agent or trade acquisition – this is what we hear in our nightmares. It's his birthday, by the way, coincidentally. He turns 29 years old today. I'll give you the most updated championship odds. This is courtesy of sportsbetting.ag. Who do you think is the favorite right now, considering everything that happened yesterday? We know now, for the time being, Kyrie Irving is going to stay in Brooklyn. Kevin Durant, I guess everything is good there now, at least for the next season, right? The Clippers seem to be adding John Wall.
Yeah.
And L.A., as for the moment, has Russell Westbrook. He opted into his deal today, $47 million, that player option. So here are the most updated championship odds to win next year's championship. Who do you think is the favorite right now?
Warriors.
Yep. Warriors.
Yeah. Running back. They haven't lost anybody. They have young guys. Otto Porter's not asking for no more money. What's the little boy named? Poole. He's going to be right there. Steph, Clay, Draymond, Warriors running back.
And your boy, Andrew Wiggins, who came out of nowhere.
Wiggins, too. Is he up? When's his contract up?
I think now. I'd have to double check, but I think now. So if he's there next year. But even that's one of those teams that won the championship, and I feel like they feel they need to re-up their roster. You know, like they need to add one more piece if they want to be legitimate for the next couple seasons.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing. you keep Clay, Steph, Draymond. And Draymond's not that impressive to me, to be honest. I don't know if he wants to badmouth me on his podcast, but Draymond was not the Draymond I watched the championships a couple years back. But I think he's perfect for a Clay and a Steph because Draymond doesn't even look at the rim anymore.
Yeah, no, I mean he's their guy. Yeah. Like they're not moving on from him. Who do you think has the second best title odds for next season?
Ooh. Have to go with the Celtics because they're the defending East champions.
Not the Celtics. Celtics and Bucks are tied for third at 6-1.
Lakers?
Not the Lakers. Lakers are far down this list, man. People were down on the Lakers. People were down on the Lakers.
No, they in the East?
In the West. This one was shocking to me, too.
Not the Suns.
Not the Suns.
Who is it?
The Clippers. Clippers at 11-2 have the second best title odds as of today.
For what? Why?
What's today? June 28th. They have the second best title odds to win the NBA Finals next year.
What is the explanation?
I guess Kawhi will be back.
Kawhi will be back.
Paul George. Playoff P. You add John Wall. Like, it's their time, I guess. It's their time. If they're healthy, finally their time. Because they got together and they've just never been healthy. So I guess that's the rationale there.
Wall, George, Leonard, big three.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if John Wall can be part of a big three. I don't know.
Man, John Wall is a hell of a basketball player.
Do we know? Like, we haven't seen him play.
He hasn't played, but when he plays, he's good. Hell, we haven't seen Kyrie play a lot. Didn't we see him drop 50? Dropped 50 when he came back from the whole COVID, you know, holdout, whatever it was. That makes sense. Wall, Kawhi, on paper. Wall, Kawhi looks good.
Plus, they've got our guy Norman Powell. Norman Powell.
Don't mess with Norman.
Championship DNA right there. All right, let's get to headlines here. Josh Appel, Marlins PA announcer, is going to join us in the next segment. He just strolled into Twin Peaks. How are you doing, Josh?
Microphone.
Yeah. How's it going, Josh?
He'll figure it out, Josh. Don't worry about it. He has to put on the headset to hear.
Is that how it works?
That's how it works. See, this one right here, this is his.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. I mentioned Kyrie opting into his deal, $37 million player option with Brooklyn. Russell Westbrook opts into his deal. John Wall looks like he reaches a buyout agreement, and he'll be in L.A., teaming up with PG and Russell Westbrook. Marlins didn't do so well yesterday, losing 9-0, but they're going to play the Cardinals again tonight, 7:45. The ACC, this is interesting, Crowder. We talked about it in the 2 o'clock hour. They're going to go away from having two divisions, Atlantic and Coastal Division. So starting, not this season, but the following season, 2023, they announced they're moving to what they're calling a 3-5-5 format. So each team has 3 permanent rivalry games that they're going to play every year. And then the other 10 opponents will rotate on an every other year basis. And the Canes' 3 rivals, which I thought was interesting, FSU, obviously, and then Boston College and Louisville. Like, we couldn't really grasp why it was Boston College and Louisville, but those are the 3 teams that UM will play on a yearly basis in the ACC. FSU, Boston College, and Louisville starting next year.
I would just love to see the rationale behind it. It's not geographic, but why would those teams be picked? Yeah. I understand Florida State there in the state, and that's a longtime rival. But Louisville and Boston College, I don't get it. But I do like not having the Coastal Atlantic or the East and Western SEC and all the different conferences. Like, let the guys play. It'll be great for TV. I'm telling you, they're doing this for money. It would be great for money to not know who you're playing, and then the schedule comes out, and now you have to figure that out, and now you have to play different guys every year. I think it's great for the conference. I think it's great for money. I think it's great for, you know, the networks, but I don't get the 3-5-5. Just open it up. Just pick out 8 teams you play every year. I don't understand the 3 that you lock into.
Yeah. No, I like it, though. I like what the ACC's doing. And we've got some tennis action. Ronnie Gadsden was couldn't keep his eyes off the TV because Serena Williams was playing. She's playing in Wimbledon. Remember, she's a wild card in Wimbledon. She's losing right now in the first set, 6-5 to Tan from France. Earlier today, Coco Gauff won in Wimbledon. She advances out of the first round. And Rafa Nadal was tested, but he advances out of the first round as well. Your weather I'll read the sponsor here. We'll throw it over to Jimmy for weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Jimmy, what's the weather?
It is mostly cloudy with a temperature of 90 degrees with a feel of 101.
Oh, triple digits, Jimmy?
Triple digits, baby.
Man. You have your shirt off in the studio, Jimmy? It's probably hot over there, man.
Not in the studio. It's fine in the studio.
Take your shirt off, Jimmy. Show them something.
No, it's all right.
That's your weather. Marlins PA announcer, Josh Appel, he's here. He'll have a microphone on, so we got to hear him in the next segment. He'll join us shortly.
Every day I use Athletic Greens. It makes me feel so good. I love the idea of putting one scoop in delicious tasting Athletic Greens in a glass of water, and with one scoop absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens in my day to get my day started off right. It's so easy for me. One scoop of AG1 in a glass of water, and I drink it on the car on the way. I drank it this morning dropping my kids off to school. The Athletic Greens supports gut health, nervous system, immune system, plus your energy and focus, all the things we love and we need. Athletic Greens is lifestyle friendly. Whether you're gluten-free, y'all know I changed my diet recently. Athletic Greens is great for me. Vegan, dairy-free, keto, paleo. Athletic Greens is perfect for any diet. Just one scoop of Athletic Greens. It's cheaper than all the different supplements that you own. One scoop of AG1 is like investing in the one nutritional insurance that we all love. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop a day and a cup of water. That's it. No need for a million of pills. You got all the pills laid out on your counter. You have a big cabinet full of pills and powders and all this stuff. You just need AG1. And AG1, they make it easy. Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Again, visit athleticgreens.com/WQAM and take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We got Venus. Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. What a good time here.
Got a little smarter all of a sudden.
Who, you did?
We did.
Yeah,
did we?
We did. We did.
Well, you brought it, Josh.
I'm not so certain.
we're going to talk with Marlins PA announcer, also a football broadcaster for the NFL. You kind of broadcast everything, right? Yeah. You're just
trying to do what I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What they'll hire me for.
Yeah. Yeah. Josh Appel. You can follow him on Twitter at Appel_Josh. Do I have that right?
No. And you know what? This actually is a great segue to something I wanted to call you out for. I know you tweet out the previews of the show every day from the Ticket and from the QAM Twitter accounts.
Mm-hmm.
I saw you promoting O.J. McDuffie. I saw you promoting Aronde Gadsden.
Yeah.
There was no... do you not feel like I'm important enough to be promoted as a guest on the show today?
I mean, I was appealing to the Dolphins fans. Mm. You know what I mean? I mean, Aronde Gadsden...
Of course.
Former Miami Dolphins wide receiver.
Of course.
O.J. McDuffie, another great, legendary Miami Dolphin wide receiver. Where do I fit in Marlins PA announcer Josh Appel there? I mean, no offense, Josh.
A good producer would fit it in somewhere.
Yeah. Like where he is, you know. O.G.'s one side, Josh, and then O.J. Like maybe in the middle. Maybe chronologically.
In the middle?
Chronologically.
It's Josh Appel. There's no underscore or anything like that. It's just Josh Appel.
Josh Appel.
on Twitter, sorry.
on Twitter. Here's really why. I'm glad you called me out on that. Crowder, here's why I didn't mention you in the tweet, because last Thursday I had the day off. You were doing the show with Joe Zagacki on Friday.
Yeah.
The Marlins played a nooner.
Love a nooner.
Yeah. And it means they played at 12. And for those that didn't know.
Oh, thank you.
And Greg Cooper, our guy, Cooper Loop, went up to bat.
Garrett Cooper.
And I asked Josh...
This dude doesn't know what's going on.
To hold out the coup, because we all know about Greg Cooper, right?
Yeah.
Anytime he steps up to the – is it Garrett?
It's Garrett.
Anytime he steps up to the plate, we want people to yell, Cooper.
Yeah.
And I just didn't think his Cooper was long enough when he – because he's a Marlins PA announcer. I didn't think it was long enough. And I was a little disappointed in you, Josh. I got
to
be honest.
Yeah, but I tried to make up for it in his later at-bats, and I did get text confirmation from you on both of them that they were improved. So as long as I can get some improvement in your eyes doing my job there, then that's all that counts for me, honestly.
Now, does it get to you people criticizing you, what you do? Because now Solana's doing, I know Hawk does it to you. Doesn't that get to you? Like, you're the professional, and we're just these radio guys not knowing what the hell's going on.
Anybody can have an opinion. It's okay. I won't say what I want to say, but to answer your question, no, it doesn't get to me that much.
It does.
That often.
You answered the question.
Only when Solana does it.
It's got to get to him when the guy that doesn't even know Cooper's first name
is criticizing. The guy's hitting 400 over his last 30 games. He might make the All-Star team as a designated hitter. Get his name right. It's Garrett.
What'd you call him?
Greg. Because it was the former Canes running back. Greg Cooper.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You just told me that La Tortuga got sent down, but I know Jazz Chisholm, speaking of the Marlins, Jazz Chisholm was leading second baseman in the NL in the All-Star, the first ballot. He's probably going to make the All-Star game, right?
He's probably going to start at second base. He's got over 1 million votes at this point, which is crazy. I mean, the Marlins have a legitimate superstar, aside from Sandy Alcantara, but Jazz is a legitimate guy who has crossover appeal that kids in – I think – Paul Severino said it on your show last week that when they do these youth player spotlights, all of them are saying their favorite player is Jazz.
Yeah.
And I think that's indicated when you see his vote total well over 1 million. I'm sure a lot of those are Marlins fans, but I would assume there's a lot of national appeal to see Jazz Chisholm in the All-Star game too.
And Jazz in the All-Star game, now you're saying the votes. And my son plays. My son's 10-year-old, 10U travel guy and all that stuff. And the kids talk about Jazz, and I see the kids with the little colorful tips on their hair and all that stuff. And then Sandy in the Cy Young race. You know what I'm saying? Trevor Rogers going to the All-Star game last year. Is like will this talent we have start turning over into competitive baseball where you can say, hey, the Marlins can compete right now in the NL?
Well, I think last night aside, I mean, on a game-in, game-out basis, they're in essentially every game they're playing in. It's been a weird season. They've played in almost 31 run games, and they've lost, what, 18 or 19 of them? They've had some bad luck on their side. They've run into a lot of injury issues this year. Sure, what if playoffs necessarily was an expectation to the outside, I'm sure they thought that if they stayed healthy, they could. I think that they're a team that can hang around for a bit if they stay healthy. But they've got a couple bats coming up in the next couple of years. Gerard Encarnacion, who we saw in New York at that Grand Slam a couple of weeks ago. Guys like that coming up. They've still got Max Meyer. They've still got Edward Cabrera. There are a ton of young talent coming up. So I know it feels like we're doing the, all right, we've got talent coming up. We've got talent coming up. But, I mean, a starting point of a Cy Young candidate and a guy like Jazz Chisholm, I mean, you could do worse there.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get the fans – like us, sometimes we're guilty of it, where we always say, well, that's always the case with the Marlins. They're up next, it never happens. But you're right. Like, when you're starting with a guy who's going to start second base in the All-Star game, and then maybe Sandy, who's going to start in the All-Star game, he's the race. Like, that is an incredible starting point. Yeah. And aside from them losing 9-0 yesterday, let's just throw that out the window.
It's one really game. It happens. The run differential took a hit, but
they actually have been in like every single game, doing the headlines every day. Like, it's incredible.
They're five games under 500, six games under 500, and going into last night, the run differential was plus 15, and that's in line with like the Rays, and the Rays are six or seven games over 500. It's been a weird year.
Yeah. Speaking of a weird year, I don't know how that transitions to Roberto Luongo, but I did want to point out that Crowder stole your Avs in six take.
And
it's a great take.
Sounded like a genius. I got so many tweets.
I said to you off air before we got on, nobody knows puck like Channing Crowder. It's crazy. Avs in six.
Oh, man,
Avs in six.
Appreciate you, Josh.
Of course.
He nailed the Avs in six take before the Stanley Cup Finals. It came to fruition, but yesterday, Roberto Luongo, who is a Panther Hall of Famer, now officially will be a Hall of Famer. He's in the 2022 Hall of Fame class of the hockey playoff or hockey Hall of Fame. I don't even know. What do they call it, Josh?
It's the hockey Hall of Fame.
What did he just say, Josh?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
It sounded like he was going to say the 2022 Hall of Fame class of 2022 is what I thought he was going to say. yes, he's Hall of Famer as of yesterday.
As somebody who is a big Luongo fan, do you want to do what you do at all the Panther games? Anytime any goaltender makes a save.
So I figured that a great way to honor Roberto Luongo, even though he's retired and in the front office working with Bill Zito, has his number retired, now he's a Hall of Famer. A perfect way to honor him during games is when Bobrovsky or Spencer Knight, when they make a save, like we would do for Lou, we would do a Lou and celebrate and honor him for our goalies making a big save. Because, you know, when we had Vokoun, they used to play the woohoo song, you know what I'm talking about? Woohoo! That one, yeah. And Vokoun, like the cadence matched up. It's hard. When they had Jose Theodore, they did the Jose, Jose, but to Ole, obviously. So, like, they had things, and I feel like now, perfect way to honor Luongo, do a Lou every time we make a big save. And I feel like that next one is when it's really going to catch on. I really do.
I'll tell you right now, it's not going to catch on, Crowder. But it's not a
next one.
It's Lou! Not a terrible
See?
Idea.
Dun, dun, See? Dun, 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 See? Dun, dun.
Lou.
It's not a terrible idea. It reminds me of, you guys remember the tight end Todd Heap? Every time he caught a pass, the whole crowd, I think it was Baltimore, right?
They did it Heath Miller too in Pittsburgh.
Right. Yeah.
Guys, that was started in Dallas with Daryl Johnston, Moose Johnston.
Moose.
That's when it started. Now y'all are bringing up these young puppies. Moose. That's when it started.
I know Moose Johnston as a broadcaster. I don't know him as a player.
You haven't watched him as a player?
I mean, I was like 3 years old.
Man, you're young.
Yeah.
Are y'all allowed to drink?
Yeah,
that's
now I am.
Speaking of broadcasters, before Hawk went on vacation, we were talking about sports cliches. Mm. And he made it very clear that he wanted us to wait for him to come back to do the segment on sports cliches because he thinks it'd be a great segment. He told us not to do it while he was gone. Mm-hmm. So naturally, we're going to do it while he's gone.
Of course.
And I thought, who else better to have on to talk about sports broadcasting cliches and sports cliches in general than Josh Appel, who again is a broadcaster and does several games. You can follow him on Twitter at @Appel_Josh. No, seriously, at Josh Appel. He's a play-by-play broadcaster.
You should have corrected yourself. You should have just left it
for Sports USA Media. He's also the Marlins PA announcer. So I asked Josh and I asked you, Crowder, your Mount Rushmore of sports cliches. So we'll let Josh go first. Again, broadcaster, he uses these all the time, I'm sure.
Now, what I love is that we're doing a Mount Rushmore, which is one of the most cliche radio bits about
no
and making it about sports cliches. Listen, I love a good cliche, so yeah. I'm all in on this. And especially if Hawk told us to wait, I'm even more in on this. So,
do you try to stay away from them?
Try to, yeah. Definitely like, try to. But sometimes, you know, it happens.
Sometimes
a moment, a conversation lends itself to calling out a cliche, and hey, listen, sometimes you do it tongue-in-cheek. It's like, you know, the cliche here is that it's a game of inches. Not to spoil potentially what one of my Mount Rushmores.
Right,
but
right, don't ruin
you know,
it.
Sometimes it happens. Yeah, I try to avoid them, though.
Yeah, well, if I was calling a game, doing some play-by-play, I've done some stuff for, like, Barry or whatever. I mean, I have a list of cliches that I'm looking to use the entire time.
He calls to the Marlins games, and you brought up Barry?
You got to start somewhere, baby.
Don't gotta start somewhere. That up.
Listen, reps are reps, right?
You got to start somewhere, reps. Crowder.
Hey, you played in NFL, Crowder. Yeah, I played in middle school for a couple years.
I played high school football for 3 weeks, spring of my freshman year. I was backup JV quarterback. Hey, listen, we're like the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Come on.
Ask the Twin Peaks waitress. I'm the punter for the Dolphins. So it just depends who you're talking
to. He's telling these girls he plays for the Dolphins.
I mean, anybody who wears a Dolphins jersey in public and says they play for the Dolphins definitely plays for the Dolphins.
There you go. Yeah, that's the trick.
Especially when it says somebody else's name on the back that isn't yours.
Just we always wear our teammates' names
of
on
course,
our back.
Of course, of course.
Quarterback, just a big guy of my quarterback, big fan of my quarterback. So go ahead, sports cliche Mount Rushmores. Josh Appel, you can go first.
All right, so this first one, it's football specific. All right, if you already messed it up, you ready? Mm-hmm. If you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one.
Ooh, yeah,
that's number
a good
one.
That's yeah. a good one.
I like it because that's Fitzy and Tua.
Yeah,
I like it.
Number two, you might have heard me say this one just a moment ago. It's a game of inches.
Oh, I love
it. Game of inches.
I love that. I used that yesterday, actually. I brought up it's a game of inches.
I mean, it is. Every game, honestly, is a game of inches. Is it not?
Yeah, that's a good one.
The best defense is a good offense.
Oh, that is a good one.
I'm not so certain, though, because I feel like a really good defense is a better defense than an offense. And then I couldn't narrow it down between these two, so my Mount Rushmore has five heads on it.
Okay.
This team or this player, they want it more.
Yes.
They want it
more. That's on mine. That's on mine. We're going to find out today who wants it more.
And I feel, Crowder, I mean, everybody wants, you're both teams in the Super Bowl, and if it's a blowout, there is no one team wanted it more than the other. I think they both wanted to win the Super Bowl, just didn't play as well that day.
Yeah.
I always hated that one. And then this is kind of along those same lines, but hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, that's for the crap.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take the talent. Listen,
I'll tell you this. I've lined up against Randy Moss. I don't care if he didn't work the entire year. There is no chance I'm going to cover him. I'm telling you, for Reggie Bush, I'm telling you, Tom Brady played him 12 times. If he took a week off, he was better than me, Josh. Some of these are terrible. But I'm gonna go. You know what? I think I'm going to piggyback. I don't know if it's my turn, but I'm going to just take it over.
Go ahead, Crowder.
Piggyback off your defense wins championships. The best defense is a good offense. Those are almost oxymoronic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So a good defense is the best defense is a good offense. No, but I thought defense wins championships. It just doesn't make sense. It's the stupidest thing in the world. So that's one. There's no I in team. There's 22 damn letters of the alphabet that's not in team either. 21 other damn letters that aren't in team. What does that even mean? No, you know what? Tom Brady, we just brought him up. LeBron James, Michael Jordan. Those I's became championships. Kobe Bryant became those are I's that became championships. It's dumb as hell. They have to get on the same page. I hate that one because coaches said it all the time.
Yep.
Y'all get on the same page. You don't think we're trying to do this? All these damn teams are better than us. Get on the same page. Oh, in and out. Yeah, we tried to in and out, and their offense was better than ours, and they scored 40 on us. They dropped 40 damn points on us. Get out of here. And it ain't over till the fat lady sings. I don't know where this overweight lady is, but she sung on many a games I was in before it was over. I was in games for years that were over before the bell rung.
Mm.
And the last one, and I hate this one, Might be controversial. The religious angle. Where, oh, we won. Let me thank God first. He was there for me. I was praying before the game, too. If me and you, Josh, if we both pray before the game, does God like you more if you win or if I win?
I don't think so.
That's the one that gets me the most upset is when guys are like, first off, I want to thank God for – no. You can thank God for not getting injured. You can thank God for keeping everybody healthy. If you win a game, I don't think that God liked you more than he liked me.
I see players from both teams going to take a knee when they run out of the field in the end zone every single Sunday.
Every Sunday played, Josh, I would go in the end zone before the game and I'd pray. I don't think that helped us win or lose games. I wouldn't even pray about winning. I would pray about health and just get me through this game and play the best of my ability. I wouldn't even ask God to win. Because he's saying, hey, big man.
Some motivations, I feel like, say a lot about a person when they, you know what I'm saying?
It's some other guys over there asking me, too. Are you more important than them? So, yes, those are mine. I'm sorry. When you gave me the cliche thing, man, I had to bring that up because that gets to me.
Did you see how Tebow won a playoff game in the NFL? Because God was definitely on his side. No, I'm sorry. God was on his side.
Was that Demaryius?
That was Demaryius Thomas.
Demaryius Thomas. I've never prayed to Demaryius Thomas. That's who won that game with Demaryius Thomas and the zero blitz. Mm-hmm. I remember that game.
Mm-hmm.
Those are strong. Appel took one of mine. Again, we're doing Mount Rushmore's of sports cliches. Josh Appel, Marlins PA announcer and play-by-play broadcaster joining us here. We're live at Twin Peaks in Davie. You took one of mine, which is one of my favorite ones. We're going to find out who wants it more.
Mm.
It is before the Super Bowl, you hear it. Before every big game, we're going to find out who wants it more. Jimmy Butler missing a three-pointer. You don't think he wanted it? You're one shot away. You don't think Jimmy wanted it? He just missed. He wanted it as much as anybody else, as much as Tatum wanted it. This one, kind of specific to soccer. A 2-0 lead is the worst lead. I don't know.
In hockey, it's the 3-0 lead is the most dangerous lead in hockey. Right. You get one, and you're only down by two. And you get another one, you're only down by one. I mean, the Panthers, they made a living off of the 3-0 deficit this year.
You watch any soccer game, MLS, doesn't matter what league, okay? If a team's leading 2-0 at halftime, their halftime analysis will always end with this. And let's not forget, a 2-0 lead is the most dangerous lead in soccer. Every single time. Hey, how about you find some new analysis, all right, bud? Because you score two goals. Yeah, if you give up two goals, it's not because it was a dangerous lead. You just gave up two goals.
All right, Alexi Lalas. Let's be a little better, okay?
Alexi Lalas, the worst. Alexi Lalas. They love him because he has red hair and he played soccer. That's it. That's why they love Alexi Lalas. How about they're going to pull out all the stops in this one? What does that mean? What does that mean?
And try everything.
They're going to pull out all the stops.
They're not holding anything back.
And then the last one, this is player specific. After they win, and Crowder, it kind of goes along with your God thing as well, mm-hmm. You know, taking the religious aspect. Everybody doubted us.
Ugh, the worst.
I mean,
the worst. And it's the worst when it's the good teams that are saying that.
That's what bothers
Saban.
Me.
Saban does that all the time.
All the time, right? A couple years ago, the Warriors with Kevin Durant. Everybody doubted us. No.
Who?
Nobody doubted you. You were the most, you were the favorites, the title favorites to win that. Nobody doubted you.
Although I will say, it's funny to react to that. When it's not us, because I know for a fact that for 4 years when LeBron James was here, that's all we did. It was Miami versus the world.
Yeah,
everybody's doubting.
Everybody,
and we've got the three best players in the league.
Of course. Yeah. Those are your Mount Rushmore sports cliches. Oh, before we let Josh Appel go again, Marlins PA announcer is Jeff Conine. Yesterday was his birthday. I think he turned 55. On the FIU baseball staff, by the way.
Is he staying on the staff?
Pause up. I believe so.
Well, that's not they hired a new coach.
I know. They hired a new coach yesterday.
Let's not waste our time with FIU baseball. Ask him a real question.
I mean, it's Miami sports. Is Jeff Conine on the Mount Rushmore of Marlins players?
I mean, without a doubt.
Right.
Part of both World Series teams. He's Mr. Marlin. Who else is Mr. Marlin? It's Jeff Conine.
But is it about talent? Because there are more than four players better than Jeff Conine that have played for the Marlins.
Yes, but as far as players who have meant as much and won, nobody really stacks up to to Conan. Are we doing Mount Rushmore of Marlins?
No, we're not. Yesterday, we just stumbled into it in the last segment, and I found this list from our parent company, Odyssey, and they did top 9 Marlins players of all time.
And then we can do top 4 FIU head coaches, FIU baseball coaches.
I'm down. Turtle Thomas would be a number 1 of all time. But Giancarlo Stanton was listed as the number 1 Marlins baseball player of all time. And I think most people, again, we don't have too much time, but most people would disagree with that, wouldn't they?
I think he's on the Mount Rushmore because he had an MVP season with us.
Yes.
I don't think anybody else could say that.
But then even Miggy?
Miggy would be on mine.
Jose?
Yeah.
Dontrell?
I mean, it's surprisingly a tough Mount Rushmore to make.
Hanley?
Get out of here with Hanley.
What?
Get out of here with Hanley. He had the 342 year, got the necklace. Enough. hustle after the ball right. Down in the left field corner, okay?
Enough.
Freddie Gonzalez would have taken you out of the game after that, all right?
Enough.
Hustle.
Enough.
How about that, Hanley? He almost blew Anibal Sanchez's no-hitter against the Diamondbacks. You remember that?
Steven, our producer Steven, just sent us a picture of Garrett Cooper, Marlins pitcher, and Greg Cooper. Former Miami Dolphins, Miami Hurricanes running back, and he says, I see how you confuse these two.
Oh, they both have eyes and teeth. And noses.
Yeah. Both athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Appel, I appreciate you joining us, and I appreciate you not working Fangs into the conversation today. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm sure Fangs loves these cliches. What do you think Fangs' favorite cliche is?
One of those goofy ones. There's no I in team or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got to hold each other accountable. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I know enough. I've been around a bunch of head coaches, Josh. The same goofy ones.
Follow Josh Appel at Josh Appel on Twitter. He'll be in St. Louis tonight calling the game, right?
Getting on a bird right now.
You got to catch a flight. They don't do that? They don't take the opposing team's PA announcer?
No, they don't do that. Shockingly.
Josh Appel, thanks for joining us. More Hawk and Crowder coming up shortly.
All right, allow me to talk about BNT Impact Windows and Doors here because we're in hurricane season, which is stressful for anyone in South Florida who owns a home or doesn't even own a home this time of year. But I always recommend BNT Impact Windows and Doors if you own a home because you want to protect it and your possessions and your family. And I'm speaking from experience because when they install those PGT custom windows and doors, it'll reduce your stress level this time of year. BNT is the company my wife and I used at our home. It really is a great feeling. When they come out and they finally install those PGT custom windows and doors, you just feel a little safer as a homeowner in South Florida. You know, before I had the PGT custom windows and doors installed, I used to be one of the people in line for plywood every time a storm was approaching. Those days are over for me. Those days can be over for you, too. Do yourself, do your family a favor. Call BNT Impact Windows right now, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you can check out their website, which is bntimpactwindows.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, what an idiot you are.
I agree.
Hawk and Crowder.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Things are happening here. A couple legends just walked in.
Damn juice.
OJ McDuffie. He's going to join us in the next segment. I told him, go get a beer.
Hang out, man.
Come join. Yeah, we're at Twin Peaks and Dave. Remember, Hawk is off. He'll be back next week. Things are happening because got the hot dog eating contest coming up on Monday. I think we're going to do a best of just all the competitive eaters who have joined the show. Joey Chestnut, Badlands Booker, And then George Shea, who's the host of and the MC of the event, he comes on with us every year as well. I think he's going to come on with us this week as well. I think. I'm trying to make it happen.
Got to give him a call.
Even though Hawk's not here, we're going to try to make it happen anyways. There is some, I don't want to say breaking news, but there's some news regarding the NBA and a former Heat assistant coach who kind of ventured off on his own, joining the Utah Jazz staff as well. David Fizdale, he agreed to become an associate GM of the Utah Jazz. So they have a new head coach. Remember, they fired the Dracula-looking guy.
Yeah.
That's how we know him. they have a new head coach, and David Fizdale has found himself a front office job alongside Dwayne Wade. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And I'm sure Dwayne Wade might have had a little, you know, a little something to do with it. But I remember Fizdale, the funniest thing, they won the ESPY for, like, Team of the Year or something. And Fizdale was talking more than Bron, Wade, CB, and Spoelstra.
Fizdale, like, accepted the award on behalf of the Miami Heat.
Blew my mind. I'm like, hey, Dave, I appreciate you, but damn, you know, you might want to be on the second row of this situation.
Let's do this. Let's take a break. Remember, we're at Twin Peaks in Davie, and then when we come back, OJ McDuffie, Juice. Oh. He's going to join us. We're going to talk Dolphins. He actually spoke with Landon Roberts on his most recent Fish Tank podcast episode, and it was a great listen, so I want to talk to him about that as well. OJ McDuffie, Juice, the legend, he'll join us momentarily.
Y'all got to get out to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market for your watch parties, for your dinners, your family barbecues, your romantic dinners. You got your man, your lady coming over. If y'all are going to eat food, which is crazy to say, you got to eat food. You got to go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They have it all. They have lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobster. They have shrimp. They have fish. They have alligator, venison, frog legs. They have it all. The sides now, they have all the delicious sides made in-house. The dips. Oh, my goodness. The smoked fish dip is off the chain. The buffalo chicken dip. The breakfast sausages. I can go on forever. Actually, just go to DelawareChicken.com. That'll give you the entire menu. All I just said is a portion of what they have. Go to DelawareChicken.com and find out what you want. When you figure out what you want, call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Your order will be packaged already when you get there. Curbside delivery is available. They just want to get delicious food back to your house now. They want to get it to your house, to your watch party, to your family dinners. Y'all got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They've been family-owned and operated since 1951 in the Hollywood, Florida area. They know what they're doing. Thousands of families go there weekly. If you're not going to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, you are the one missing out. They're located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.